And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations? Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind Season 7 DC preview to our recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Did you say 2-hour recap?
No, I said preview 2-hour recap.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. What do you have planned here, brother?
Let me tell you something, preview brother. What we're not going to do.
2-hour recap.
Like, what the heck is going on? Oh, as Karen would say, the pods are open. They are.
Pods are open.
We are so happy. Love is Blind. Season 7 is here. Yes, Pink Butterfly, this was sudden. But you know, this is, you know, we're talking like, okay, let's do a random thoughts live. I'm like, you know what? Covering 3 episodes is a lot. And there's a lot that happens in this first 3 episodes. And the only reason we didn't go live tonight with the first 3 episodes because we wanted to give everybody who actually has jobs and actually have to pay attention at work and do work time to watch these first 3 episodes. See, because look, what did get somebody else say? Oh my, OMG, I'm watching episode 2 as we speak. Don't worry, we're not going to spoil anything. We're barely going to get into episode 1. Again, this is just a preview to get you ready.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. This season is going to be good. For those that haven't had a chance to start watching it, get in there. I think you're going to be
pleasantly surprised. I was
pleasantly surprised. Right, pleasantly.
Hey, shout out to Matt. What's up, brothers? Glad to see you back. Thank you, thank you. Globe Hopper says hello from Miami. AFAF says hi from Egypt. So thank you to everybody coming in on him. Nikki B, she's back. What's up?
Nikki B, nightgown.
There's some nightgowning going on in the first 6 episodes too. Globe Hopper says, can't wait to hear your comments on Leo. That's actually going to be tomorrow's episode because we've got a lot to get to in that. Yeah, Leo is special, man. Tracy says, good evening from Alabama. I'll have to go back and look at them. Yes, you have time because this is the preview, okay? We're not even going through all 3 episodes yet. We'll do that tomorrow, 8-7 Central. But one of the things that we thought about is, as we started looking at this, what stood out to you? Because as you see season 7, we're excited about it. We're ready for it. And we know we have the next, 5 weeks of content from Netflix. Season 7 starts. What's one of the first things you notice?
First thing I noticed is a lot of people of color, but also... I did. I did notice, you know, and only one had braids. But
you would notice the one with the braids, wouldn't you?
I did. I noticed one had braids. Yeah.
You probably noticed the weave and the wig too, huh?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were unbelievable in this season, but it's totally fine.
You
totally
leave fine. That beautiful sister alone.
I will date people with weaves. That's fine. Okay. But what I did notice is everybody is pretty attractive. You know, I think you wouldn't look at any of these people and think, oh my God, you are like 2 a.m. at Walmart ugly. I mean, they are all good looking people, right? Yeah. And so that's my only negative to Love is Blind.
Wait.
When are we going to get some regular people?
We can get some regularly ugly people.
I just think you need is Love Really Blind. You know, you got this guy, the athlete, the jock, and the woman on the other side of the wall is like 280, doesn't work out, but yet they fall in love and say, you know what? Forget all that. I love you anyway. You know, or the veteran amputee. Like, let's get some different mixes of people of all walks of life in there. But other than that, this group is a good looking group.
If you say you said a good looking group, just to clarify, not saying that everybody is attractive, but they're a good looking group. There are no fugglies in the group is what you're saying, pretty much, right?
Okay, you could say that. I said they're all pretty good looking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use that word, but they're all a really good looking group of people. There's no one that you would look at and be like, why are you on the show? Like, your dad is the producer, isn't it?
No, you're on the show because you need to prove that Love is Blind.
Stevie Wonder could see all these women are beautiful. All the guys are good looking guys.
Toya says the UK group was the best looking. So let's have a look off real quick. And we don't really hang a lot on looks when we do these recaps. We leave that social media, right? But if you take the UK group and you take a look at this DC group, how you feeling? Which one's the better looking?
Honestly, I think this group. is better looking. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I'm biased only because the UK accents turn me off. Only because my stepmom's British, and so when I hear that accent, I'm just like, ooh, I can't look at this person as attractive because my stepmom was British. And she would talk, she has the accent, so it was just weird to me. Like, I wouldn't date somebody with a British accent in my life because it would always make me think of my stepmom. No.
Just off an accent, you would, okay.
Just, no, what it do.
Wow, interesting. Accent bias over here. Okay, I got you. I got you. By the way, Sly A says, aw, Terrell is a dreamy romantic. He's been trying to tell us that, but we, yes, don't believe him. Glovehopper says, I agree with Terrell. All these people are conventionally attractive. I can't read. My glasses are fogging up. Kind of defeats the purpose of the show. Straight to your point. That is exactly what you just said, right?
Yes, I did. 100%. But they're all good people, all good storylines. Good background. So it's going to be an interesting season.
Now, one of the things I did notice, when you talk about the storylines and the interesting parts of this, you had Hannah, who quit her job to be on the show. She's like, I've made enough money. Now, she's 26 years old. So we got to take this into consideration, too, right? Because you're 36. You're not just quitting your job because I need to go find love. You'd be like, okay, I may leave work early.
Right.
But when you're 26, you have all the hope in the world. You're like, oh, yeah, I'll find another job, right? She's like, I've made enough money, but I haven't found love. I need to find love. So she quits her job to go on Love is Blind.
Crazy. And I'm a recruiter. So in this economy, if you have a job, hold on to that job until you have a new job, because you just never know what's going to happen. So good for you. If she has enough money saved up where she could dedicate the time it takes to be on this show.
A trust fund.
But who knows? And what if she lives with her parents? What if she lives in a house that's rent free and her grandma? I mean, we don't know people's stories. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that that's a bold move to quit your job to hopefully go find love.
Right. Like Toya says, typical 26-year-old behavior. Look, we were all invincible in our 20s, right? I know Globehopper says Hannah's level of maturity is red flags all across the board. But think about when you were 26. And and Toya, good point. DC's expensive as hell. Yeah, but she did keep making a point. I made a lot of money on my job. And so I decided to quit because I want love, not money.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. You're 26. You do that. You chase that dream. Mm-hmm. When I was 26, I did a lot of stupid stuff. But you know what? I had a full-time job every time, no matter what.
Didn't even take vacation just because you're like, no. I don't want them to fire me while I'm on vacation.
If I was out in the club and coming home at 4 a.m, 7 o'clock, I was at work. Yeah. With the little stamps on my hand and everything. So I never had that luxury that I can quit a job to find love, but good for you, Hannah. You're going all in. Cheers.
Toya says, when I was 26, I knew not to do that. Dorica says, I guess she doesn't have bills to pay. And Sly says, she wants to be an influencer. It could be. You know, influencer was not a job title when we were 26.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't. You weren't influencing anybody. You had perpetrators.
Yeah.
That's what it was in our delirium. They're perpetrators. They weren't influencers.
Now, Pink Butterfly says, at 24, I had my first house and reasonable income. So 26 is not far-fetched. I'm not saying that it is in the sense that she could have made a lot of money. I know people who made a lot more coming out of college than I did, right? And I was like, well, damn. Okay, they didn't tell me that when I was walking across the stage. I would have gone back.
Yeah, true. But I like what Slia says, love don't always have health insurance. So hopefully she's on Cobra. She has some coverage, because that's, when I was 26, I would not get dental insurance. I was like, my teeth are fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let them take that money out of my check. I'm going to spend it. Yeah, that was dumb.
I had insurance because you had to pay for it, but I never used it because when you're 26, you're invincible. You're Superman, right? Okay. I saw this part early on, right? I said, introducing the singles, and I said, oh, I know this probably irked Terrell. And it's when Ashley W. says, hi, I'm Ashley W., and the W stands for wife.
I just thought it was corny, but you do you. You gotta stand out. You gotta stand out. You're on the side of the wall. So there's always, you know, the guys and girls do it every time.
Yeah.
That they gotta say something to make them stand out a bit. So I get it.
Now, Monica, remember her? She said in the real world, this is when they were in the women's quarters, she said, in the real world, you come off as crazy if you ask about kids and marriage on a first date. So this is why this is the perfect setting to find out if this is what you really want. Is this the match? This being in the pods allows you to have those conversations that if you're on a first date, as the entree comes, so do you want kids when you're looking to get married? And the date goes, check, please. So is she right?
Well, in the real world, she's right, because you normally don't do that. But also think about age, right? If you are 19, 20, 21, yeah, you're not asking those questions on your first date because you just want to have fun. Let's see. But when you reach that level in your life where you're ready for a relationship, you want the real deal, not just someone, you know, just to kick it with. I think it's great to ask those questions up front, because then why waste your time dating somebody that doesn't want to have kids? Like, I would ask all that. Do you have a job? If you don't have a job, do you have income and is it legal? What do you do to pay for all this stuff that you have here? Do you want kids? Do you want to get married? Like, those are all great things you should ask early, because then you could weed people out. I personally, we've talked about this before. I think people don't ask enough questions. True. And that's why they're so jaded when it comes to dating. They think everybody's crap. It's like, you didn't ask the right questions in the beginning.
No, that's very true. Like Tori says, you have to ask people if they have kids. Are they expecting? Or do they eventually want kids? Or even a step further, Toya, are there any kids you're hiding? Because some people forget. Have you forgotten about any kids that you have?
Are there any kids you don't claim, but someone claims they're yours, but you don't claim
it? I need all
that. I need to know about that one, too.
And it's true. You know, but interesting thing about it is, you can't be afraid to ask those questions, right? Regardless of how that person across the table looks or that person that you're on a date with, because at the end of the day, if that person runs from that question, that ain't your person.
Right.
Thank you, lucky stars. Tell the waiter to bring you extra drink and let's get it on, right? Because that's not what you want. Because you know, I know, we've had this conversation before. The things that will annoy you about other person, the person you really want to be with, you're like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny, though? If I was on the show, my first questions wouldn't be the heavy stuff.
Right.
It would be just what you said, the stuff that annoys me. So like, hey, your place where you live, is it an apartment? Is it a house? Is it clean? Okay. How do you define clean? What is clean like for you? What does that look like? I want to know some of those. The inside of your car, is that clean or dirty?
Is the toilet seat up or down when you flush it?
Is there the ring in your tub? Do you have toothpaste stains in your sink? You don't get that out.
Let's be honest. Most people don't notice the ring in their tub till you see it.
I just want to know some of these things. You know, that I got to figure that out.
How toilet about this paper roll? From Toya.
Over, under.
Under, yes. Ketchup over. In or out of the fridge?
Out of the fridge. You don't want your fries to be cold when you put ketchup on them.
Read the instructions. It says keep refrigerated after opening.
No. Okay. Note to self. Bring my own ketchup.
I got a microwave.
I don't want to put cold ketchup on hot fries. Doesn't make sense.
Hey, Toya says you got to ask this question too. Is your ex pregnant?
With your baby.
Yeah, because that's also an important part of it. With your baby. It's because you'll be like, yes. Matter of fact, she's happily married.
Do you think they should ask about the STD conversation? I think that should be something.
That early? Oh, so what? Have you ever had one? Or
no, the last do you time currently you have? Not like, have you ever had one? Like, are you clean now? And if not, what do you have? And that gives me the power of choice to decide if I want to pursue, compared to you start getting emotions and feelings. You like somebody.
Okay.
And then they're like, hey, before we do this, I need to tell you something. And then that makes it awkward.
I think you kind of, it almost feels like you went a little too far with that one, because that almost sets up, if they say, yes, I have, then it feels just like, wait a minute. So we got to, so now the expectation is immediate sex.
No, but if you're, if sex you're going to have at some point, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, true, it doesn't.
That, like, at some point, I'm going to want to eat. Can you cook is a fair question.
And if she says no?
Great, then I know I got to cook. Can you wash dishes? Can you do that? Okay,
I don't do that.
Well, then we're not going to be together. You got to do something. you got to bring something to the table. I can't cook and clean the kitchen for you every day.
No. Do you think that's what happened with Allie? We don't see Allie much throughout the season. We saw early on when she said she's never been in a long-term relationship, only situationships, right? Which we then find out Nick Lachey has no idea what a situationship is. And they had to go, well, Nick, that's because you've been married for a long time. And they tried to play up to, hey, you know, it's such a great relationship.
Well, I would have to ask, I think that's an Allie question, right? Mm-hmm. Why have you only had situationships? Because what is it that you're doing that nobody really wants to be with you?
Yeah.
They just want to kick it with you. And there's something that you're doing. We've seen that in other seasons where
yep.
that person's always kind of friend zoned. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I can see why you get friend zoned because you act like one of the guys. Like the guy might not look at you as that romantic.
That was connection. Married at First Sight, wasn't it? With the the drunk one that was doing handstands with no panties on at the bar at the bachelorette party. Yeah.
Well, there was that one, but then also Love Is Blind UK, where the girls always got in the friend zone.
True.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good point. By the way, Globehopper says, I thought the question of bills, 50-50 or other, was a good way to weed out folks too. You know what? It is an interesting one because you get to see what people's mindset is, and you need to know that ahead of time.
Yeah, but I think there needs to be more conversation mm-hmm. because if it's fair to say 50-50, you know, what if I said, look, I want to pay the bills, your money's extra.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine too. Or vice versa. She wants mm-hmm. to pay all the bills and my money's extra. I'll take that. That's an option. But I'm just saying, I think it just varies on what does that mean.
All the money in one pot.
What's 50-50? Is that I got the house, you know, I got the mortgage, the car notes, the insurance. You take care of cable, groceries, whatever. I think you just got to dig deeper into what 50-50 is.
Right. No, but that's exactly why you have the conversation, right?
True. So, you got to know.
Great point, Globehopper. Great point. By the way, Sly is making your list. No braids, must cook and or wash dishes. No British accent, must clean house. Must have a clean house is what that is. Clean house.
So yeah, you can add that to the list. I wouldn't date someone with a British accent. I wouldn't date somebody with a dirty house.
This list just keeps getting longer.
The braids, I'm totally fine with you. That's y'all.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Another thing that came up was age, right? And Ashley A. said that, you know, at 31, because at the time of shooting, she was 31, saying trying to find someone in her age range is like plucking through the clearance rack. And I was like, is it that like bad that out here at 31?
No, it's not that bad. It's where she's searching.
Mm.
That's what it boils down to. I'm sorry. There are a lot of great people that just happen to be single in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean they're bad or they're you know, used up goods or, you know, it's the goodwill of singles. There's some great folks out there. But where you're constantly searching for people, maybe that's the issue. And if you're only using, like, Tinder, you only go to the club, you only go to this one particular bar, this side of town, around this group of people, well, branch out. Try some different stuff.
Now, one of the things she did say, in her saying that, it got me to thinking, right, is I remember in our 30s when people would ask, like, and if I remember correctly, it happened to you as well. It would happen to me a lot. Like, what's wrong with you? How come you don't have any kids? I'm like, because I don't have a wife. And that seemed like it was so far-fetched and strange. And what the hell? What planet are you from? I am an alien, but that was a resident alien, not an outer space alien, right? But this is the interesting conversation that was happening in the 30s, in the early 30s.
Yeah.
And people are just like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that always bothered me that people would make that assumption. Because here's what's funny. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because they come at you, you want to say something smart ass back. At least I would. And I can't, because if I wanted to date the person, I'm going to ruin my chances. Because I could say, what's wrong with you? Why did you have two kids starting when you were 18? Did you not look at? So, the first kid was bad, or the dad was bad. Isn't that your lesson to think not to have the second one with some stranger? Oh, but that didn't work out either. I could totally judge a person. I don't think that's fair. But I think that people that have either had kids earlier. Yeah, I think people that had kids at a young age, for whatever reason, that's awesome. But don't judge the other folks that you might meet that never had kids or say what's wrong with them. Mm-hmm. You know, I had someone that when I was dating, they were divorced 3 times.
Yeah.
And had 2 kids from 2 different guys.
Yeah.
And then asked me what's wrong with me. And I'm thinking, and then said, oh, you must not want to commit. I'm like, excuse me? I said, you've committed 3 times and here we are on the same dating app. So whatever you're doing is not working for you either. So don't judge.
Oh, man. Look, it's an interesting one because when it gets into the as we get into the couples, and this is going to come up tomorrow when we get through episodes 1 through 3, is the whole thing about sharing phone passwords, right? So when you get committed, are you fine with sharing passwords?
Am I?
Like, you're in a committed relationship, monogamous relationship. It's you yeah. and your boo. And she says, what's the password to your phone? What is your response?
It's my work phone. And company policy says... Sorry, company policy. I can't let you use this phone. Sorry.
They say we can't share passwords, yeah, email yes. or phone. And you know I'm always working.
Yeah. I'm so busy. So busy. Well, here's my thing. I don't mind giving you the password to my alarm code to come mm-hmm. in the house. I don't need to give you my cell phone password. I don't need you to give me yours. I don't need to check your email. If I need all that, there's a reason that I need that, and I have my own trust issues. And so I don't think it makes sense to do that. If you want to do that, great. I know people that have joint Facebook pages. It's Johnny and Susie Smith. Mm-hmm. And I just think I would never want to do that. But
Toya says she's got her man's password, personal, and work phone.
All right, Toya, tell me the story of what happened to the previous guy that made you do this. Tell us the story.
Does it have to be? Globehopper says, if you need full access to my phone, there's a bigger issue in the relationship. Same thing you were saying that we need to discuss. Sinance fan says, not the per policy excuse. To which Sly A says, according to the IT security training, H to the nah.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that. What if you click on something that's spam and now we're both messed up?
Mm-mm. Right. Okay. I just want to go back on something you just said. You said the code to the house. Now, do you give the master code or you create a separate code? Because there's a difference, right? Everybody gets their own code. Because I need to be able to disable that just separate in case.
Code. I don't have to like change my password that I've had for 4 years in this house just because you went crazy. You can get a separate code. And if it doesn't work out, okay, I can just deactivate that code.
Yep.
And then I'm good. I can change the locks, and you try to come in with the key. If I haven't changed the lock yet, but you got the wrong code, police are coming.
Yeah, I remember one time when I changed the locks. I was in early years in Charleston, so I had to be like early 2000s, right? And like, well, I'm going to go and get my stuff. I'm like, hey, so I lost my key. Can you guys go change the locks, please? Immediately. Look, what we're not going to do is you walk up in the house because, you know, so well, good point.
It is. But you know, I think to myself, I've only 3 people have had keys to the places I've lived in my mm-hmm. life. I'm 49. I've only done that 3 times, which is the first time I did it. It was weird because sure. I was thinking that she's just got to pop up, mm-hmm. whatever. And she wasn't like why would she pop up? And back then I had this little, I was renting a townhome in South Austin. Her house was way better than mine. She had way more money than I did. Why would she drive all the way to the east side of Austin to pop up on me and leave her good shit? So, but I was really worried about it at first because I'd never given someone a key. But I'm like, why would she leave that to come over? I hung out at her place more than her hanging out at mine, which made sense.
If you give the key, there's no need to call and say you're on the way, right? You just pop up.
No, you should always let someone know you're coming. You never pop up at someone's house just because you have a key.
If you have a key, that's a free pass.
No, it's not. My brother has a key, but he better call.
Well, I mean, that's different. No,
same thing. He has a key, right?
he's not laying in the bed with you.
No, he's not.
At any given time.
No, he's not. But still, Just because you have a key to my house doesn't mean you can just pop up whenever you want. I don't think that's the right thing to do for anybody. Mm-hmm. Now, unless you're living there, you're both on the mortgage, or you're both on the lease, mm-hmm. yes, you can come over anytime.
Yeah. You can come over? No. I live there. I don't come over.
Yeah. Well, what if you both own two houses? And but you're on the, y'all both bought a house together, uh-huh. and then you have your house. So you got two places, and you might say, hey, I'm going to stay at my place tonight because the game is on. I don't want to be bothered. I just want to watch football. And then you go home where she's at, mm-hmm. whenever you want.
Like Toya says in the words of Kendrick Lamar, sometimes you got to pop out and show ninjas. Hey, Glow Hopper said, you guys have put way too much thought into prepping, preparing for a breakup. No, hey. That's just called, you know, as I was a Cub Scout. I don't know if you were, but you know, as a Cub Scout, they said, be prepared. Mm.
Well, I'm assuming that Glow Hopper has always had just easy, nice mutual breakups that have never went wrong. We prepare because we learn from previous experiences. The very first breakup I ever had in my life, I didn't think anything of it. But then when you start dealing with stuff, you're like, oh, why is she outside my house, mm-hmm. my apartment? Why is she just showing up? Who scratched up my car? Like, you start to think these things. Well, you prepare better.
Maybe it's also because Globehopper says it's the beauty of gated communities. You know you have 10 minutes. You know you have a guest 10 minutes before they knock on your door. Unless they drive in behind somebody else.
Either that, but yeah, Globehopper, kudos to where you live. Mm-hmm. Because you live deep in the neighborhood. It takes 10 minutes to get to the, you live deep in the neighborhood. So
unless that gated community is a military base where you got to drive 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, is it somebody manually has to push the gate? Some old man just pushing it?
She said 10 minutes. Sonny. I'll get
10 minutes
you.
From the gate. I'm like, goodness, how far in the neighborhood are you?
And it's not like my neighborhood right now where the damn gate's never working. What the hell?
Yeah.
And she does say, Terrell, I don't date crazy stalker people. Nobody does when
nobody
they first
plans
start
to. Exactly. They just find out that they are after the fact.
Gee.
No one says in the beginning, so what's your red flag? I'm kind of a stalker. Just want you to know. Since we're talking about kids and STDs, let me just be honest. I'm a little bit of a stalker.
Okay. To be fair, there are always red flags. And hindsight is 20/20. And in retrospect, you just see it, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember in college, you know how you had those notebooks that you just have with your you could write your daily stuff in? Mm-hmm. And I had one and tried to grab it off the table. I was like, no. She's like, oh, what do you have to hide? I had nothing to hide. And I'm like, oh, here. And I realized at that moment, in retrospect, I was like, damn it. That was the moment you gave that person the opportunity to say, I want to look in everything I want to, right? Because you should respect the privacy of the person you're talking to. Mm-hmm. And that was a lack of respect because all of a sudden it turned it around and I fell for the old trick, the whole banana in the tailpipe. And, you know, so learn from that. And hence why you give guest codes.
Well, true. It's not that I have something to hide. But I would never make that phrase to somebody because then to me, they have carte blanche to do whatever they want. Right. You don't have nothing to hide. I can look in this. Mm-hmm. I can look in this drawer. Mm-hmm. I can look at what's your bank account password. I want to look it up. I want to see your stuff. No, I don't think you need to do all that. Mm-hmm. But I think there are slight red flags of the people that are stalkers and a little bit crazy. You just got to pay attention to it. But they're very subtle and very sneaky with it. But I think a good question to ask, as they do in the pods, is about previous relationships and ask about, are you jealous? Have you been cheated on? If so, how did it make you feel and are you healed from it?
Right.
Because there's every show, there's always that someone that are beautiful and they're gorgeous and everybody cheats on me. Okay, well, why is that?
Yeah. Tell us, Holly. Now, so the other thing, I will say this, as it comes to sharing passwords, which is how we got in this conversation, I have no problem sharing passwords with my wife, the only person I've ever given my passwords to. But it isn't like my phone's ringing across. Hey, Aunt, babe, answer that, right? Or, hey, something, do me a favor, unlock the phone. What's the code? I've given it to you 50 times. Here it is one more time, right? It's always that because it's in that sense. But she ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. Now, if we were just boyfriend, girlfriend, you ain't getting nothing.
Even if I was married.
Nothing.
Even if I was married, I wouldn't do that. Because, like, my phone, so I don't have a work phone. I have my phone. Because I don't like carrying two phones. So I just have the one phone. So somebody could call me. It could be a work call. It could be whatever. I would not just have anybody answer my phone because it's work. Now, if I had a separate work phone and then a personal phone, I think it's great. It's like when I call, like when I was an individual contributing recruiter and I'm calling people for jobs that applied to jobs, I always thought it was weird that they would either have their kid on the voicemail, you know, daddy can't come to the phone. It's cute for you as a parent, but not when you're looking for a job. You know, I just thought it was annoying because I'm just like, ugh. Or like the kid answers the phone. And then you're trying to, is your dad there? Huh? Is your dad there? Hello? Your dad. Can I talk to you? He applied for a job. I'm hiring. Put your dad on the phone. Okay.
Put your dad on the
mommy,
phone.
It's for you. Then the mommy come like, look, I'm calling for Mr. So-and-so. He applied for a job. I'm a recruiter. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go. I don't need all that. So that's why I don't like let people answer my phone. Or any of that.
Well, thank God my wife doesn't answer the phone like that. Like, what do you want? Who this? She doesn't do that.
It's 8:30. What you want?
Why are you calling his phone? This better not be a woman. At least she doesn't do that. So I'm not worried about that. So it doesn't matter who calls. She likes the tweets. I'm about to binge Love is Blind, so I'm ready for the exam tomorrow. Yes. So tomorrow, 8, 7 Central, we're going to do episodes 1 through 3. This is just a preview so we get you ready for it and knock on some of the early stuff. Because when we start tomorrow, we're going to start right with the couples, man. You know, we're going to, and I say couples is the couples as they're dating. Because, of course, there are a bunch of dates that they highlight. And we'll go through those for the first 3 episodes. And then, what did you say, probably Saturday?
We said Saturday. We're doing the, Saturday, 4, we'll 5, do and 6. 4, 5, and 6. So she likes to tweet. Your homework is just 3 episodes tonight.
Yeah.
Between tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's see. Just going back over some of the other comments from earlier. Sinan's fan said, I'm 40 minutes in and already annoyed.
And I know who you're annoyed with. I was annoyed with him, too. So we're going to talk about it.
Globe Hopper said, at 26, I was backpacking across Europe because there are certain things you can only do at that age. But I saved and planned for 2 years to do it. Yes. And that's why you go. When you're that age and somebody goes, hey, go live your life now, because responsibility is coming and it's going to kick your ass for the next 50 years. So do it. So exactly. The 26 thing. That's why Hannah can quit her job. Right. And Matt did point out if she's 26, if Hannah's 26, she's still on her parents' insurance. Thanks, ACA, Affordable Care Act, or as they like to call it, Obamacare.
What's it got to do with her quitting the job? It's totally fine.
Yeah. Well, she's still on her parents' insurance, if that's the case.
If she has coverage, yeah. What if her parents don't like her? They took her off.
What if her parents are as annoyed with her as we are? If you haven't watched episodes 1 through 3, do that before tomorrow, and you'll know exactly what we mean. Pink Butterfly just got to put this back up one more time. Thanks, Lye, for keeping Terrell's list up to date, because that's a long list.
My list is good stuff, though. I'm sorry. It's good stuff. Who wants to date someone dirty and gross with a British accent?
There's a reason why. I'm like, can I use your restroom? Yeah. Looking behind that, the shower curtain just to see.
Yeah. You can look through my shower. It's beautiful. Spotless. Everything in my place is clean. But I remember if I would, on the dating apps, and you start to talk to people, you get that first phone call. If I heard that British accent, they sound like Adele. I'm like, mm-mm, it's not going to work.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Gov.
On that note, we're going to get out of here. Tomorrow, we're right back. Do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. And tomorrow, 8, 7 Central, right back here. For episodes 1, 2, and 3, Love is Blind, season 7. Your homework has been assigned. Don't show up without it complete.
We will have our gold cups ready to go.
I had gold drink, no, and a transparent cup. So tomorrow I have the gold cup.
Gold cup, man. Come on.
Yeah. My bad. It's our brand. Planning on it.
It's our brand.
I know, but I wasn't planning on it. Damn. Damn. Yeah. All right, let's get out of here, man. I'm Yanni Root.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.